Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. Hero Boy really helps his dad. Atomic bomb survivor seeds used to grow a tree for the city. And former Barclays site could help the homeless.
Calls are being made to scrap plans for new apartments and offices at the site of a former bank in Norwich's Anglia Square and instead provide accommodation for the homeless. Tony Matless, owner of the freehold of the former Barclays building in Magdalen Street, is putting the site up for auction as a planning application has been submitted to the City Council by Cannon Clark Architects. These plans propose the vacant 2.5-storey building being replaced with a 4-storey combination of flexible commercial space and 13 apartments above. Mr. Matless, 69, is a self-confessed wheeler and dealer who owns various businesses across the county, including Abbey Memorials and Dave's Fish Bar in Sheringham. He said it is a unique building with its vaults, but it is really old and needs to be knocked down and rebuilt. The plans have prompted questions over whether the site could be used for the homeless, with a group of people pitching tents underneath the flyover nearby. Dr. Jan Sheldon, chief executive of the St. Martin's charity, believes Anglia Square would be a good location for homeless accommodation.
Text messages and emails claiming to be from Ofgem and offering energy customers a rebate are a scam, Norfolk Trading Standards have warned. Energy bill payers will receive a £400 discount on their October bills to offset the recent surge in gas prices. However, fraudsters are already taking advantage of the scheme to harvest victims' personal details and gain control of their bank accounts. The text from the scammers said, "You are eligible for the government-funded £400 energy bill rebate. It encourages people to click on the link in the message to complete their application." Norfolk Trading Standards said, "These unsolicited mailings are phishing email scams designed to persuade you to click on the links seeking your personal details or release spyware to infect your computer with viruses for no other reason than stealing your passwords. We are warning consumers to be aware." He added, "Ofgem would never sell you energy, ask for personal information, or come to your property."
A Norwich dad had his quick-thinking young son to thank after suffering a seizure in the bathroom, leaving him unconscious and in a bloodied state. With his wife Jane out walking the dog, it was just his 13-year-old son Adam in the house who heard a loud thud and rushed to the rescue. Mr. Pierce said, "I'm a reasonably big lad, so it must have made quite the sound when I fell. I was also holding a glass of water, which smashed to pieces. I was out for the count." Once Adam reached the bathroom, he discovered the door was blocked as his dad's body was in the way. After forcing the door open and accidentally breaking his dad's little toe in the process, Adam found Mr. Pierce lying in blood on the floor. Adam said, "It was terrifying to see Dad like that, but I knew I just had to do my best." Brave Adam burst the door open and called his mum before calling an ambulance and keeping his dad comfortable. Mr. Pierce, 51, said, "It's impossible to know how bad things would have been if it wasn't for his cool, calm and collected thinking."
Identical brothers who live miles apart will be able to meet up more thanks to a spooky twin moment which led them to a campervan sale near Norwich. Twins Brian and Dave Cressy, who live in Hull and Derbyshire, unknowingly contacted James Hodds from Blowfield-based Waveney Campers separately about the same campervan. And not only did the pair, who are in their early 50s, order the same modern Ford Lancia camper van worth around £55,000, they chose the same finishes and extra details. Mr. Hodds, whose company sells and rents converted camper vans from its base at Norwich Camping and Leisure, said, "It's been great. It has been a bit crazy." Dave said, "We are used to having twin moments, but this is a big one. It is very bizarre. When you both see the same camper van worth about £50,000, that is a hell of a moment." James said, "We called around the same time. We live 100 miles apart and try to meet in the middle." The cycling enthusiast added, "The vehicle would be good for outdoor adventures."
Seeds from a tree which survived the 1945 atomic bombing of Japan will be used to grow a tree for a Norwich park. Trees which survived the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki during the Second World War are known as Hibaku Jumoko, or survivor trees. As part of the International Mayors for Peace program, seeds from those trees are being given to cities around the world, and Norwich is one of them. Working with its lead arboricultural officer, Ed Bolton, Norwich City Council asked horticultural students at Eastern College to germinate the ginkgo seeds. One of the ginkgo trees will be planted in the city's Chapel Field Gardens with another at Eastern College to serve as a lasting symbol for peace. Dr. Kevin Maguire, Lord Mayor of Norwich, said, "Norwich prides itself on being a diverse city and a welcoming city where people have lived together in harmony. From the strangers who arrived here in the 16th century to those fleeing conflict in more recent years."
Well, that's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Lorna Jesty and Matthew Tucker for part two.